I think we're live. Here we go again, everybody. I am Johnny Massacre, and welcome to my show. Tonight, Joe Biden cancels student loan debt. Who's fucking with me? Give me a hell yeah! Okay, everyone's talking about this. So I was considering titling this video, Joe Biden pays people $20,000 each to vote for him, or Joe Biden steals your money and gives it to potential voters. So you're hearing about Biden canceling student loan debt. What is going on exactly? What a guan. Well, let me explain. The plan will forgive $10,000 in federal student loan debt for people who make less than $125,000 per year, and up to $20,000 for borrowers who attended college with Pell Grants designed to help low-income students and meet the same income requirements. So Biden's long-delayed decision will provide debt relief to about 43 million potential voters and Americans, and will apparently eliminate student debt for about 20 million people, according to the White House. Now, in my opinion, this is fucking insanity. So, those who worked their asses off and did the right thing and paid off their loans are going to get nothing. The ones who were responsible and successful are not going to be rewarded at all. Those who studied, I don't know, medieval gender studies, who are now languishing in Starbucks, those are the people who are going to be rewarded. And this is the latest abomination of an increasingly neo-Marxist, postmodernist administration, in my opinion. Biden and the Biden administration basically believe all failures in society are due to oppressive, rigged systems and abuse of power. Therefore, all the people who haven't repaid their loans, and I mean all of them, even the people who took it out and fucking blew it, and let's be honest, there's loads of people like that, myself included. They aren't responsible for their financial predicament. No, they're not responsible. So the Biden administration therefore wants to validate these losers' behaviors and reinforce the Marxist notion that all of their failures are due to someone else's crimes against them in order to mobilize vast swathes of the US population to carry out the Marxist cultural revolution, which simply cannot be done without their support. This is basically socialism. This is basically socialism. They're giving it a fucking test run. This is the redistribution of wealth. It's taking people who work fucking hard for something, discriminating against them en masse, just take all their money and just give it to these motherfuckers because they want their votes and they want to mobilize them to carry out the revolution. When you see stuff like equity, diversity and inclusion, particularly the word equity, this is what it means. Equity is basically a euphemism for communism. And you've seen the meme, right? That kind of leftist meme where they try to explain equity, where they have the three boxes, right? And on the little box is this little kid, and he can't see over the wall to watch the football match. And in the middle box, someone can just about see over. There's two boxes, and then there's three boxes on the right, and then there's a really tall guy who doesn't need the boxes, who's basically taking all the boxes, depriving other people of opportunities. Now that meme is ridiculous because one person's a little kid. What would make that meme makes sense as if they were all the kind of same age basically, and then they'd be able to all see the game. But this is kind of like that meme, but they're actually testing out in real life, and it's not about kids, it's about adults. So if you compare that box kind of metaphor to what's going on here, it's like one person worked really hard for his boxes. That motherfucker woke up early, went outside, nicked a few boxes from some tramps under a bridge, nearly got shanked doing it, and he's got his boxes, so he fucking deserves it. Then there's another cunt who couldn't get out of bed on time to find a fucking box. So now it's like, okay, well, the hardworking motherfucker, let's take what he worked for and we'll give it to this lazy cunt so the lazy cunt can see more of the game. And basically, no society can function like this. Giving away the fruits of production to other people is the breakdown of free markets. It's why socialism, in my opinion, will always fail. And there's no motivation to make anything if what you make is stolen and given to someone else, making a net negative. So here you go. The state intervening in these affairs and writing off student loans is a fucking disaster, in my opinion. Not least because we are in the middle of a literal recession, even though they tried to change the definition of recession. Yes, America is in one. Inflation is insane all over the world, UK, America. In the midst of this, and Biden's just sending another God knows how many more billions to Ukraine, which is going to prolong this war and means the price of petroleum will still be fucking high. Petroleum is used to make everything, including this camera and the fucking thing that you're watching this video on. In the midst of all of that, They're just going to give more money to cancel these student loans. Essentially, Joe Biden, in my opinion, is using your tax money, Republicans included, to buy votes from up to about 50 million people. You cannot tell me that someone as corrupt as Biden and his administration is doing this out of the goodness of their hearts. For them, it's all about power. These are postmodernists. Truth is subjective and relative. For those people, all that matters is power at all costs. You cannot tell me this is anything more than just trying to buy someone's votes, because they can't give the money directly to you, right? Like, I'll give you this money if you vote for me. So instead, they're going to kind of launder the money through student loan forgiveness. And it's vote purchasing, plain and simple, in my opinion. It will increase inflation. So what happens when you just give away loads of money like this, when you're literally producing nothing? Well, prices will simply increase. That demographic will now face rising prices and inflation. Too much money and not enough supply. These people aren't producing anything. That's what's going to happen. That's what causes inflation. And let's be real, this will not produce anything because these people are already in the red. This is just basic economics. For every action, there's an equal and positive reaction, as you know. So for every dollar that you flood the market with in exchange for nothing, you're going to weaken the currency by an inverse amount. Even a British punk in Japan like me knows this. But fuck it. These people just don't care. It is a car crash in slow motion, and nothing surprises me at this point. So well done. Slow clap for Biden administration. Honestly, like, look. It's a nice idea on the surface of it. If you're a bit naive, wow, the government's going to cancel my student loan. I mean, I can see people being attracted to it. And perhaps not wanting to be the Scrooge McDuck miser, there might be an argument for it. If we aren't in the middle of a recession with the highest inflation for 40 fucking years, while we're still pissing money away in Ukraine and making inflation worse. It's just not the time to do it. But the midterms are coming up. This is their strategy, right? Their strategy was to frame Donald Trump. And this is the other thing. They're going to give you some money. That's what socialist countries promise. They're going to give you some money. They're going to equalize everything in their pursuit of utopia. And to do that, you need a giant centralized government that's going to control everything. Literally everything this administration does is crackers. But you know what they're going to say? You know what they're going to say to you? If you say what I'm saying, the same thing that President Macron just said in France. Check this out. Macron announces the end of abundance and sacrifices must be made for freedom, apparently. Yes, he said that. He really said that. The end of abundance. Biden administration is already doing it. You heard them say shit like, okay, you're going to have to take the hit and the inflation because we're doing it for a cause. The age of abundance is over. Let's all do this so we can stop Putin. So, I don't know. This looks like socialism to me, and it's actually kind of terrifying, but it is what it is. And as I said, I'm not surprised. So, anyways, Biden was kind of grilled on this by a journalist, and Biden was asked if student debt forgiveness is unfair to people who pay their student loans. And Biden responded, quote, "Is it fair to people who, in fact, do not own multi-billion dollar businesses to see one of these guys getting all the tax credits? Is that fair? What do you think?" So, Biden's response basically means because some people aren't successful and didn't make an evil billion dollar business that gives America the lion's share of its income, Biden is saying all of those people have been hard done by. So, anyone else being successful, someone else is unsuccessful. That's just not fair. It must be because of some injustice. So we need socialism to fix it. When those motherfuckers took out the loan, no one forced them to take out the loan. They took it out. So, therefore, it's fair for successful, shrewd people to be punished and pay for other people's bad decisions. That's literally what communism seeks to do. Like, let's take from the rich and we'll give it all to the poor, and then we're all going to be equal. No one's going to want anything. This shit just doesn't work. It's so socialist in nature and self-destructive. It is painful. It is painful to see. And if this kind of strategy works, we're just going to fucking cancel the student loans. Why doesn't America just cancel its $30 trillion worth of national debt? Because there's no one else to fucking pay for it. So, of course, there has been a backlash to Biden's latest bout of insanity. There's loads of tweets doing the rounds. Let's just go through the tweets. So Dinesh D'Souza, he said, I worked hard over several years to pay off my college loans. Now Biden wants me and others like me to help pay the loans of a generation of deadbeats who took on debt that they can't or won't repay. This is a regime that punishes responsibility and rewards irresponsibility. So you had that in Soviet Russia. The farmers, they made their shit off their own back. A lot of them were poor as fuck before they made their enterprise. Communists came along and they wanted to make a revolution. How did they do that? Because the communists is a small group of elites. They can't do it on their own. They get their ass kicked. They have to radicalize, divide people, and they need to get shitloads of people to carry out their wishes. And in the same way, we're just going to give loads of money to these poor people. We're going to say it's because of racism. It's because of systemic oppression. We're just going to make them demand a handout, demand socialism. We're going to empower and embolden all these people that don't deserve it. And we're going to get these guys to echo our political message and carry out our political strategy. Griffin Devitt in the comments, I see you. Hello, sir. Next tweet regarding Joe Biden's latest bout of insanity from Clay Travis. Now, he has an interesting tweet. He says, Joe Biden has no constitutional authority to unilaterally strike down student loan debt. Congress must act to allow this to occur. The Supreme Court will strike down this move. The Biden administration knows this, which is why this is simply a craven political move for midterms. So that's interesting. Clay Travis says Biden actually won't be able to alleviate people's student loans. And there were videos doing the rounds on Twitter of Skeletor, Nancy Pelosi, emerging from Castle Grayskull to cackle out that Biden doesn't have the power to alleviate student loans, and he's just done it. So in light of all that, there seems to be a little bit of doubt as to whether this is actually constitutional. So it should be interesting watching this story develop, if this is even possible. And if it's not, according to Clay Travis, at least it's virtue signaling, and Biden will then come out and say, look, I tried to help you, but the evil Republicans stopped me. Our mate, the transgender Pinocchio, Elizabeth Warren, she's a full-on neo-Marxist. She is a straight-up modern-day communist. Check this out. She said, today is a day of joy and relief. President Darth Biden is cancelling after 20 grand of federal student debt for as many as 43 million Americans, a powerful step to help rebuild the middle class. This will be transformative for the lives of working people all across this country. Yes, transformative for the lives of working people all across this country. Do you know what that sounds like? The political slogan, the workers of the world unite, which was one of the rallying cries from the Communist Manifesto by Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels. I suggest you read it. Transformative, transformative. Elizabeth Warren thinks alleviating up to 10 to 20 grand's worth of student debt is going to be transformative. How? Giving someone money just because isn't going to teach them anything. They didn't earn that. So it's only going to teach them to blame other people for their failures, because that's how this is being branded by the Biden administration, the big evil businesses and whatnot and the systemic injustices. It's just going to train them to believe that leftist bullshit. In my opinion, it's going to turn people into perennial victims, which I guess is exactly what a socialist country wants, an angry horde of victims to carry out the government's plans. Other tweets, Nancy Pelosi, she said, Darth Biden's bold action is a strong step in Democrats' fight to expand access to higher education. By delivering historic targeted student debt relief to millions of borrowers, more working families will be able to meet their kitchen table needs as they recover from the pandemic. That is so fucking patronizing. Here, have 10 grand, so you're still going to be in the red, but not as much in the red, especially because of inflation and a crippled economy. And now you're going to be able to put food on your kitchen table. It seems like the fucking, I don't know, like a member of the royal family, throw a chicken bone on the fucking on the table of these peasants. Yeah, that 10 grand will see you through for the next 10 years, which is probably the minimum amount this Ukraine-Russia war is going to go on that America basically started. I love that. Coming from the woman who owns a fridge that costs more than your fucking house, full of gourmet ice cream. Another tweet from Christian Walker. He says, there's nothing fair about forcing your local mailman to pay off the student loan of your neighbor who studied medieval gender studies and now can't find a job. Yes, I did kind of peel for his joke there. I love this guy, Christian Walker. Another tweet, we got John Legend. Now this one is just cringy. 87,000 thumbs up. I guess people who don't know anything about politics and go, man, they gave the student loan back and it's making the money disappear and you're going to get the money, you're going to be rich. John Legend said, if you're fortunate enough to have already paid off your student loans, fortunate enough, It's kind of like if you're fortunate enough to have found like £5 on the floor. That's the kind of tone he's using here. If you're fortunate enough to have, I don't know, somehow like magically just paid off your student loans or make too much money to qualify, it's still possible to be happy for people receiving some much needed relief. So many are weighed down by this debt. Let's celebrate the relief and then work toward making blah, blah, blah. No point in reading the rest. Relief, relief. You mean stealing other people's money. They didn't agree to this. Fortunate. What? Tell me, what is fortunate about having been able to pay off your student loan? It's hard fucking work. There's nothing fortunate about that. So I don't know. John Legend's privilege has obviously addled his brain. But yeah, again, according to him, everyone who can't pay their student loan, it's because of oppression, right? So this is justified stealing other people's money to basically make up for your own bad decisions, for the loan that you fucking took out. Why didn't John Legend just fucking give his money to them? Why do they have to take our money? Why do they have to take our money? I say our, I live in Japan, but I feel like one of you, my American brothers and sisters. Ultimately, in my opinion, relief in the form of just giving money away will solve literally zero. People will learn nothing. However, do you know what might be good is deregulating the market. How's that for relief? Let's deregulate the market. Let's make the American dollar strong, the world currency strong. Why don't we reduce inflation by making America energy independent, ending the stupid war in Ukraine? Maybe that will help people out to give them the opportunity to thrive. Not by someone else doing this and then, okay, everything's fixed for the rest of my life. Why don't you give people the perfect opportunity to thrive? Government, just get out of the way and stop getting involved. Nope, we're just going to give you 20 grand to vote for us. You know what? If you best want to understand why I don't like this idea of the government giving out free money like this, you must read, and I always reference this, law number 40 of the book 48 Laws of Power by Robert E. Greene. Listen to this. This is why it's a bad idea, the government giving this money, because there's an obligation to them. Law number 40 from the 48 Laws of Power, most popular prison book ever, says, remember that everything has a price. And don't accept free gifts, in inverted commas, but use the desire for a free lunch, student loan alleviation, to deceive others. When someone gives you something for free, you are then obligated to them. This is why you should despise the free lunch and paying off your student loans for free. You need to guard your independence, but you can use the tactic against others, which I think is what the Biden administration is doing. According to Law 40 of the 48 Laws of Power, when you give a gift, you put the recipient under obligation. You also disarm the person, so she's less likely to see what you're really up to. And the Biden administration is up to oh so very much. You enhance your reputation. Everyone likes a generous person. And build allies, which furthers your quest for power. Cori Bush made the absolute worst tweet. You want to see some neo-Marxist bullshit? Here we go. Cori Bush said, the race-baiting Cori Bush said, black borrowers have nearly twice as much student debt after 4 years of college as our white peers. Student debt cancellation is a racial and economic justice issue, period. What would cancelling at least 50k in student debt mean for you? Communism. Huh? This is the stupidest statement of all tonight. If true, and black people do have double the debt of white people after the same amount of time in college, that's literally through no fault other than their own. Prices are the same for black people as they are for white people. So if black people borrowed more, who the hell is that on? Who the hell? That's not any systemic oppression. Cancelling student debt for black people, according to Cori Bush, is about racial and economic justice. So, oh, again, all failures are due to someone else's fault and systemic oppression. Sorry, but nah, nobody forced these people to take out a loan, and loans are given out to white people as they are to black people. And if anything, according to race baiters like Cori Bush, it's harder for black people to take out loans due to racism. So how they have double the amount of student loans, I don't know. Especially when colleges up and down the country are bending over backwards to fit racial quotas, benefiting exactly these people. This is pure communist propaganda from race baiting radical neo-Marxist trash like Cori Bush. So there's other things here. There's some kind of nice memes doing the rounds. I like this one from Logan Hall. Has a worker with a hard hat saying, inflation and gas prices are crushing my savings account. Then it has a kind of wokester with blue and pink hair. Oh, shit. That says, thanks for paying off my gender studies degree. And that pretty much says it all. And I could go on and on and on and on and on. But that's pretty much what's happening. There was interesting moments with Pierre the Clown, Karine Jean-Pierre, Biden's press secretary, when they were trying to get her to admit who's paying, like who's paying for the student loan cancelling. And she just won't, she won't say it out loud because she can't, because the average American is paying. And I don't know, I think this is going to blow up in the Biden administration's faces. Okay, like you're going to get 50 million people, maybe 20 to 40 million people liking you because you gave them some money. But there's a hell of a lot more people who are, I hope, are smart enough to realize that their money has just been taken without their consent and given to these randoms. So Ducey was grilling Biden's press secretary on this, and this is what Republicans, this is quite fun.
Who needs to bring them? I just laid out for you. No.
He's saying who pays for the cancelling of the student loans.
Peter, I just laid out for you how we're seeing this process and why this matters. Again, I just laid out because of the work that we have done in the economy, because of the American Rescue Plan, because of the Inflation Reduction Act, and because all of this work that this president has done is actually has brought down our deficit by $1.7 trillion.
That's her answer to the question, who is paying?
Unlike what Republicans did when they added to our deficit
Republicans are bad. Republicans are bad. That's whataboutism. Like, you're doing something stupid and you go, oh, Republicans did something bad. Answer the fucking question, bitch.
$1 trillion and did not care at all or thought about how this was going to be paid for. They did not actually.
Anyway, so they won't answer the question and they can't answer the question because who's paying it? You are paying it. You are paying it. You are paying these people's loans off. They took out a loan. You got nothing to do with it. You are paying it off. So what do you think, Massacre Mates? Is it a good idea to pay off these student loans? Will it stimulate the economy? Will these people get 10 grand and they're going to go start a business that's going to kickstart the economy? Will it cause more inflation? Will it devalue the currency when you flood the market with money and people aren't producing anything? What are these people going to fucking spend it on? I mean, I'm not your average kind of blue-haired, pink-haired feminist, but I think people who tend to have this hair, they're probably going to take that money, get a few tattoos. I don't know. They're going to blow it. They're not going to kickstart the economy. I don't reckon. Call me a pessimist. Call me a British pessimist. Will this make you vote for Biden? If you're out there in America, if you're one of these people, will it make you vote for Biden? I think Ben Shapiro summarized this best. I saw this from him over on the YouTube. He says, decrepit politicians illegally spending money we don't have in the middle of an inflationary cycle to prop up an elitist scam while claiming to help impoverished minorities. That's dying days of the Republic type stuff. And it is dying days. This administration, from botching Afghanistan to emboldening Russia and encouraging Russia to have a go because of how bad Afghanistan was, to the war on American energy, the cancelling of drilling contracts, the obsession with COVID laws, the pushing of vaccine mandates, attempting to do that, doing that for healthcare workers. Oh my God, it's just been an absolute clusterfuck from start to finish. And it just gets better and better, sending more money over to Ukraine. They're in it for the long haul. Inflation's here to stay. And in the middle of that, let's give them more money away. Pass the Inflation Reduction Act. It's going to tax big businesses more because big businesses who pay all the taxes, they're the real enemy. And if you tax them more, they're just going to lower their wages or fire staff. It's going to hit the working class person in the pocket. And in the middle of all of this, let's give away even more money. Fucking hell, dude. Just fucking crazy shit. Quite simply, look, the higher inflation gets, if this is a long-term Ukraine thing and they're going to pursue green energy, I didn't mention that, in the middle of all of this, it means this inflation, this squeeze is going to be here for the next 10 years at least. And people aren't going to have any equity. They're not going to be able to afford houses, mortgages at record rates. The middle class is going to be wiped out. You know, all these people like shilling for socialism, it's fun now, but it's the people, the middle classes and working classes as well, having money is a fucking good thing. Having a good fluid economy is a good thing. Low inflation is a good thing. It's a necessary buffer between us and the tyranny of the state. And people are becoming weaker and weaker. They've got less and less money. They're becoming poorer. And in the end, all the state actors, the big businesses, they're going to have all the money. The government's going to have all the control. The people are going to be weak as fuck. The working classes and middle classes are going to get wiped out. We're going to be completely dependent upon the government for our handouts. And then we're going to be truly fucked. And I tell you what, the Biden administration is accelerating that nightmare at light speed, in my opinion. I'm Johnny Masker, and if you're just joining us, we're discussing Biden cancelling student loan debt. But if you have been watching from the beginning, stop your grinning and drop your linen, donate some cash, and let's keep winning. Streamlabs.com/Johnny Masker. The more you donate, the more of me you're going to get. We've only got 6 days to go to meet last month's target of $2,641.59. We've got $1,520. Can we make a couple more $100 before the time is up? That would be awesome. Human Spirited has tipped $10 and says, Johnny, I don't know if you've seen this yet, but I thought you might find this January the 6th documentary interesting. Really disturbing stuff. All right, I have to check that out, mate. Thank you so much for that. I do appreciate it. Right, I'm sweaty as fuck, stinking out the room. Done some hardcore exercise tonight. 25 minutes worth of hardcore planks. Leg day. Fucking hit the gym. 100 kilogram bench press times 30. 40 kilogram arm curls times 60 on each arm. Chin ups, two rounds of boxing, and a steady hour run home. I'm fucking shagged. And I think I'm going to put my feet up. Well, I wish I could. Probably going to work on a few other projects. Good to see you in Dem comments. What are you lot saying in Dem comments? We've got 16 concurrent viewers. Hello, everybody. Yes, I see PH Joy in the comments. I see Victoria Rockwell, Lady Deadness, Bahamian Libertarian, KL, Truly Sunshine. Davio 1987, Griffin Dever, as mentioned already. Zen Kikuji, big up, big up, big up, big up. Salty Slav, hello. Salty Slav says, went to a DeSantis rally in Jacksonville, Florida yesterday. He's got that big dick energy. Yeah, he's swinging it around at the moment. Manny Williams says, let's get Johnny to 20K. Wouldn't that be a wonderful day? New Girl Stanner says, the upside is added inflation actually makes it easier to pay off my debts. The bad part is I can't eat. Shit, I know how you feel, bruv. Wicked Massacre, mates. I have been Johnny Masker, and I tell you what, you better be back for the next episode. Otherwise, I will be coming around your house. Please make sure to like and subscribe and hit that notification bell because, well, that is what all those other cunts tell you to do. Laters.